Listen, they're the champions for a reason. They haven't lost a game in a calendar year. And I think they enjoy playing on our pitch, but that's the challenge in itself. Look, we've got to get up and running. I think we can talk about it, opposition, as much as possible or as much as we want, but look, we've got to concentrate on ourselves. We've got to perform better. We've got to make it more difficult for our opponents in terms of making our decision-making. And, you know, look, I think it's well documented. We've caused our own problems over the last number of games, but for us it's about performing the levels that I know that we can perform to. If we do that, I think we can be a match for anybody on our day. But there's no under no illusions, it's very difficult. Shamrock Rovers coming here, but for me it's a game that can't come quick enough. I know it's coming around really quick, but it's a game that we want. We certainly don't want to be having the record that we have at the moment, but look, we got to take whatever positives there are. We got the boys are back on this morning. We have a day extra than what Shamrock Rovers have, so we use every advantage that we can.
Obviously, it's a big week, and I know we're focused rightly on Shamrock Rovers, but I'm saying it's a big week. We draw the end coming on the Friday.
Look, as you say, we can't look any further than this game. Draw a good result yesterday, super result yesterday, but we got to make sure that we're competitive in the game on Tuesday. That's the most important thing. We can't leave anything out there. I think the attitude of the 10 boys that finished the game was good. A couple of young lads come on. Brendan Barr came on for his debut, done very well. Ronan Boyce done very well when he came on. So it gives us room for thought, but we have to respect the fact that the league champions are coming here, but we also have to perform better ourselves than what we have done the previous couple of games.
And it is a case too where, you know, while Shamrock Rovers, I say, may not have hit the heights yet, you're right, they say they're unbeaten and they're still sitting there challenging for a league title.
Listen, there's so many good players. You know, you look at our bench yesterday with Sean Gannon and, you know, Gaffney, Gary O'Neill, all players are playing any other team in the country, you know. So he's got Lopez sitting on the bench. Didn't even have Joey O'Brien. So look, we fully respect what Shamrock Rovers are doing. We know the strengths that they have. The goal that they conceded yesterday was uncharacteristic of them, but look, they like this pitch. This pitch suits them as much as it suits us, because they're a very technical side. But we have to also remember last year when they had the likes of Jack Byrne and Aaron playing. You know, we led the game for a long period up to the 78th minute, and then an OG off the back post has killed us. But look, we have to just clear our heads, and we have to come into the game in a positive frame of mind and know that somewhere along the line we got to grab a one, and there's no better time than the next game.
Big thing is getting a clean sheet.
Clean sheet, stop causing our own problems. As I said already, I think our biggest downfall has been ourselves in terms of what we have give our opponents to hang on to. But look, the boys are trying so hard, they're working so hard on a daily basis. New group, but we got to get up and running quick.
See Darren Cole's out there training, so is he available?
Hopefully. Look, Darren's been out for a number of days, so hopefully he'll be back in the mix for Tuesday. He can train today and we'll train tomorrow, and hopefully we can get a lift and get a couple of these boys back in again.